Frontier Fighters. Frontier Fighters, thrilling chapters in the lives of those fearless men and women who fought that civilization might conquer the Old West. Early in the 19th century, there was born a man whose fate it was to bring Oregon into the Union as a territory. But Joseph L. Meek, strangely enough, did not look upon himself as a man of destiny, nor did he give anything more than ordinary importance to the fast accumulating events which began in the year 1843. Those who assembled at Champogue on May 2nd were not trappers who cried more furs, but homemakers who demanded of Oregon an American form of government.
Gentlemen, there's a resolution before the House. Are we or are we not to establish a provisional government? Those in favor of the resolution, step to the right.
I want to be the first to come forward, Mr. Chairman.
The chair recognizes Joseph L. Meek.
Now, who's for a divine? All in favor of the report and of an organization, follow me.
I'm ready, Joe.
Come on over to the American side. Come on, friends. 52 votes will carry it for us. Come on, you Canadians. Come on, you Frenchies. You were with us in 1776. Why not be with us in 1843?
The vote as it stands, there are 52 lined up on the left for England, 50 on the right for the United States.
One more man, and we'll have the first American government in the Pacific Coast. One more man. And when I say man, I mean man.
There's always been a bond between Canada and the United States. I think now I'd rather be a citizen than a subject.
I will give you a majority of one more. Yesterday...
...less they felt, Everett. It was my hate.
Every moment now, Meek was getting closer to Washington, D.C. Finally, at St. Louis, he met Robert Campbell, an old mountain friend. And when the story was told to the newspapers, Meek found he had become famous in a single night. But fame did not provide him with passage money on the steamboat Declaration, nor her rival also tied to the wharf.
Oh, I sure wish I had the money to get you and Everett passage on the Declaration.
You don't have to look out none for me, Mr. Campbell. I got kinfolks here in St. Louis.
I'm on the last leg of my trip, and I'm not going to give up now. This boat goes from St. Louis to Wheeling, West Virginia. The stage takes me from Wheeling to Washington. Goodbye, Campbell.
So you ain't got no money for a ticket?
No, but I've got an idea. Excuse me, sir. Pardon me, madam. I'm in a great hurry.
Wonder who that strange creature is in the wolfskin cap.
Well, looks like he's from the far west. Maybe some trapper.
Are you the captain of the Declaration?
Yeah, I am, sir. Whom have I the pleasure of addressing?
Joseph L. Meek, from Champogue, Oregon.
Howdy.
Captain, I notice you have a rival in that steamer also tied in this wharf.
That tub, a rival of the Declaration?
I notice that this tub, as you call her, is getting passengers aboard, and you're not. Want a full passenger list to Wheeling?
And by what miracle do you expect to get it for me?
If I do, promise me my ticket and my meals?
Granted. But don't you think you'd better go below decks and get a little of that stain of travel off of you?
Not yet, Captain. The stain of travel, dirt we call it in Oregon, is part of my plan. All right, Captain, here goes.
This way, gentlemen, if you please. This way. Come right aboard the Declaration. I just come across the plains 2 miles from the Columbia River, where the Indians are killing your missionaries. Those passengers who come aboard the Declaration will hear all about it before they get Pittsburgh.
Before these people book passage, may I see your credentials, Meek?
Here they are, Captain. Envoy Extraordinary and Minister Plenipotentiary from the Republic of Oregon to the Court of the United States.
Come on, folks, don't lose a minute. The Declaration is the best boat that ever carried a man when a mission as important as mine.
You're a smart one, Mr. Meek. That's one trick I never thought of.
Trick a dog's hind foot. That's Yankee ingenuity. Come on, folks, fill her up. All I've got to do is it'll make your hair stand right up. Yes, sir. Come on.
It was just a little over 2 months from the day that Joe Meek started out from Oregon that he was ushered into the White House with considerable pomp and ceremony. The first person to receive him was not the president, but Mrs. Polk.
Madam President, I ain't no fit condition to be seen by a fine lady like you. Everything here in the White House is so handsome. And your dress, ma'am.
Well, don't let the rustle of my silk dress frighten you, Mr. Meek. My, my. A hero frightened by the trappings of civilization.
Out in Oregon, we've just got things plain. Then, too, ma'am, I ain't shaved in over 2 months. Nor have I had a minute to get a change of clothes.
Nor the money to get any if you wished for them. Bless you for your courage and sacrifices. From the moment I knew of your arrival, I told the president, if all the good people in Oregon are like you, their territory is indeed deserving of everything.
The president will see Mr. Joseph L. Meek of Oregon.
Are you just about to say, Madam President, that...
Well, I'm sure the president will wish to say that himself, Mr. Meek. God bless you and yours.
Thank you, madam.
The messenger from Oregon, Mr. President.
Mr. President, God grant your good health. I've been more than 2 months out from Oregon to say, sir, that you should as quickly as possible urge a bill before the Congress to organize Oregon as a territory.
Joseph Meek, the President of the United States will not alone urge such a bill before the Congress of the United States, but fight for its passage.
But, sir, I haven't told you anything about myself or Oregon.
You have been in Washington for 24 hours, and the entire capital is alive with your zeal, your enthusiasm, your love for that land which you now call home. My hand, sir.
Mr. President...
Alone, we may lose this fight for Oregon, but altogether, we cannot fail.
On August 13, 1848, after one of the most bitter fights ever experienced in the Congress, the bill asking Oregon's admittance into the Union became a law. Joseph Lane of Indiana was appointed Oregon's first governor, and Joseph L. Meek, United States Marshal of the new territory. And so ends another glorious epoch in our history. Thrilling moments from the life of Joseph L. Meek, the happy warrior of the Old West, another frontier fighter.